That is why he wanted to cut covenant with Abraham, because he had seen that God was with Abraham in all that he did. It should be that way with us today. People should be drawn to us for the same reason, because God is with us in all that we do. There's a very interesting play on numbers when we read about Abimelech and Abraham cutting covenant. We've already mentioned the number 7 earlier in this lesson, and in Abraham and Abimelech's covenant making, we find the number 7 again. As we said before, the number 7 is the number of completion. It speaks of perfection. It speaks of maturity. There are 7 days in creation. There are 7 days in a week. There are 7 colors of light, which, when combined, result in white light. These are the 7 colors of the rainbow. There are 7 unique notes in a musical octave. There are 7 continents, and the ancient term for describing all the oceans of the world is the 7 seas. There are 7 planets visible to the naked eye, and the list goes on. In Hebrew, the word 7 is also used for oath, to swear an oath. The first time that we find this word used for oath is right here in this covenant between Abimelech and Abraham. I'm going to read from Genesis 21, verse 22 to 34. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore, swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, with my offspring, or with my posterity, but that according to kindness that I have done to you, you will do to me and to the land in which you have dwelt. And Abraham said, I will swear. Then Abraham rebuked Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had seized. And Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, nor had I heard of it until today. So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. Then Abimelech asked Abraham, what is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs which you have set by themselves? And he said, you will take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand, that they may be my witness that I have dug this well. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, which means well of the oath, or well of the 7, because the two of them swore an oath there. Then they made, and the word there means cut, a covenant at Beersheba. So Abimelech rose with Phicol, the commander of his army, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and they called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines many days. Another interesting pattern of words and numbers in this passage is the number 3. The word meaning oath or 7 is mentioned 3 times. The number 7 is mentioned 3 times. Beersheba, which means well of the 7, is mentioned 3 times. So that's 3 times that we see the pattern 3. The number 3 is the number requirement for a fact to be established as truth. There were 3 people present here: Abraham, Abimelech, and Phicol. In a trial, you need 3 to find a person guilty: the accuser plus 2 witnesses. This is a principle that we will examine further when we look at how God established his covenant with 3 people: Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Man, I tell you, God's word is so interesting. Sometimes it feels like we're just scratching the surface. And the more we dig, the more we find. And so we're going to close just with mentioning the tamarisk tree that Abraham planted in Beersheba. Why did he do that? I believe, number one, it was because that was a reminder of the covenant. Remember, we looked at the fact that there's always reminders of the covenants. They probably had covenant scars as well because they cut covenant. Of course, they might have cut animals in half. We don't know. We don't know which method they used. But the method isn't important. The point is that the blood was mixed, and because the blood became one, their lives became one. That's covenant, the two becoming one. And so the tamarisk tree that Abraham planted would have been a reminder of that covenant. An interesting point about planting trees is raised by Henry Clay Trumbull in his book called The Threshold Covenant, where he explains that often people would plant trees to establish their borders, their boundary lines for the land that they owned. And so we see a hint of that here. In fact, if you go back, you will find that this was a custom of Abraham. He either built altars, which are big stone structures, permanent structures, or he planted trees. Both the altars and the trees would have served as boundary markers for his territory that he was laying claim on. But I believe that first and foremost, this tamarisk tree was a reminder of the covenant between him and Abimelech. And so that brings us to the close of this lesson. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, bye for now.